97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, Comedy Central. Nick Swardson's pretend time. Nick Swardson is on the phone. Nick, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, Papa. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. Where am I catching you this morning?
I'm in Los Angeles at my home.
Nice. Well, number one, thank you for getting up early. I definitely appreciate that.
I'm coming down off Halloween weekend.
Oh my God. What'd you do for Halloween?
Dude, I dressed up as a baby the entire weekend.
Okay.
When I mean a baby, naked with like a real diaper.
Oh man.
And a baby bonnet. And then Saturday night at midnight, I was like, I'm going to urinate myself.
Oh boy.
So I filled up the diaper and then urinated and then it overflowed.
Oh.
I was walking around pee all over my legs.
Oh.
And then just kept going. And the next day, I changed my diaper myself, unfortunately.
Oh.
And then just kept going. I just finally showered yesterday.
Well, Nick, I would imagine that once you actually pee the diaper, it's tough to seal the deal with a chick.
Oh, yeah. At that point, I was pretty pot committed to sleeping alone. But if I was able to hook up, that would have been a real feather in my cap, though. I would have been very excited.
Dude, I am so good. I was able to pee in my diaper and then hook up. That's right.
Yeah, I pissed myself, and then I met the lady of my dreams.
P.S. We're getting married next week because I don't want to let her go.
Yeah, and now I have to piss myself every weekend because that's what she's into.
Because that's what she's into.
That'd be a nightmare.
It's Nick Swardson, Pretend Time, Comedy Central website, nickswardson.com. I'm going to be very honest, dude. To me, you're the guy from Blades of Glory.
Yeah, totally.
I'm sorry if that rubs you the wrong way. But
no,
that's,
why would it? I mean,
you're doing the pretend time, and I'm telling you right now, I didn't even know about it until I booked this interview, and I'm like, oh my God, really? Oh, holy cow! Well, okay, cool. So now I'm gonna go check it. I'm gonna go to Comedy Central and check this out. Tell me about pretend time.
It's an idea my friend had, and it was basically a sketch show, but there's no like live audience like Chappelle or Dimitri or those guys. It's literally just insanity. It's just immediate, like, it's just sketches, like, segueing into other sketches, but they're really crazy. I mean, we really pushed it. I mean, like, you know, we got away with a ton of stuff, and it's just, like, it's a fun, crazy show. It's like, you know, the sketches are all kind of random, and, you know, but every week there's something, like, you know, that's just crazy and out there. I almost swore. There's something crazy and out there, and you know it's great, man. I'm really proud of it. I mean, it's really like it was really hard to do, but you know, there's just a ton of characters and like, you know, we did a sketch last week based on the show Man vs. Wild. That
right.
We did Man vs. Wild versus cocaine. it's just a guy who runs like a nature show. He finds like some cocaine leaves in the jungle and just completely ODs and goes crazy. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's out there.
Well, I'll tell you again, and that's what's great about this. It's Nick Swardson's Pretend Time, Comedy Central. You can push the boundaries a little bit more because it is cable, because it is Comedy Central. You can, you know, push it a little bit more. Plus, there's, you know, a lot of online elements, too, where you can, you know, check a lot of the stuff out online. And you can go to nick-swardson.com and catch a lot of stuff there. You've done a lot of the acting stuff. This is your baby. How does this work? Do you like try to take meetings with Comedy Central and be like, yeah, I want to, you know, do man versus animal versus cocaine on your sketch show? What do you think? You know, how the hell does that, you know, how do you get from point A to point B? You know, I want to know about the process.
Yeah, no, it's true. My buddy created the show. He called me up. He's like, what do you think about doing a sketch show? And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, well, what if it's different than all the other shows where there's no live audience, there's no stage, it's just constant sketches going into each other. And that kind of intrigued me. And so I got into that, and I went to Comedy Central, and I'm like, hey, you know, we have this idea for a show. We pitched him the format. And they're like, what kind of sketches do you have? And we're like, well, we have one where there's a, you know, I play a guy who's leading a sexual harassment meeting at a donkey show in Tijuana. You know? And they're like, okay. And I'm like, there's another one where I make a bucket list for my baby. And it's all about just what I can get away with, like banging my friends' wives and stuff. You know what I mean? And they're, you know, so we kind of gave them the tone, and they were like, all right, done. You know, I mean, I knew Comedy Central, you know, really well from all my stand-up and Reno 911.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, I mean, it wasn't like I had to get them familiar with, you know, how crazy I am and what I like to do, you know?
That's awesome. It's Nick Swartzen's Pretend Time, Comedy Central. You can go to nick-swartzen.com. What's your day-to-day life like? How often are you taping bits and doing stuff like that? You know, what's kind of like your daily, weekly routine as far as this stuff goes?
It kind of depends. Well, I mean, the sketch show is really intense. I mean, we worked on that for probably 7 months straight of just writing and shooting and writing and shooting. I mean, it was just constant. It was really intense. And I also shot 2 movies this year, so... You know, my schedule's been thank God it's been great, but, you know, I'm taking the rest of the year off, just watching football and getting drunk.
Nice. What's who's your team?
The Minnesota Vikings. So not only did I have to wake up after Halloween weekend, still with urine on my body, then the Vikings lose, which was awful.
Yeah.
Then I wake up the next day, and Randy Moss is now off our team for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, oh, great, this is awesome.
Nick Swartzen.
I blame myself for pissing my diaper. I think somehow that had something to do with Randy Moss.
Yeah, that was that's some sort of like urine karma. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's Nick Swartzen's Pretend Time on Comedy Central. The movies you shot already. What are they? And they must be coming out sometime soon, right?
Yeah, Valentine's Day. It's me, Sandler, and Jennifer Aniston, Nicole Kidman. It's like a big romantic comedy.
Nice.
But yeah, it's really really cool. It's a great movie. And then the other one was it's called 30 Minutes or Less. It's me and Danny McBride from Eastbound and Down.
Right. He's good. He's
a
good
Jesse
dude.
Jesse Eisenberg from The Social Network, the director of Zombieland. It's like a crazy, dark action comedy. It's awesome.
Very cool. Very cool. It's Nick Swartzen's Pretend Time, Comedy Central. Nick Swartzen, nick-swartzen.com. Before we go, something we like to do is called the Quick Six. 6 questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Okay.
All right. What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
The Breakfast Club.
Favorite toy as a child?
He-Man.
3 shows on your DVR right now?
Eastbound and Down, Mad Men, Boardwalk Empire.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Radioactive by the Kings of Leon.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Belly button.
What is your favorite toy as an adult?
He-Man.
No, that's actually incorrect. The correct answer is adult diaper. It's Nick Swartzen, Pretend Time, Comedy Central. Dude, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it, man. Good luck with everything.
Bob,
congratulations.
Anytime, dude.
All right, man. I'm going to hook you up on, I'm going to hit you up on Facebook and Twitter. We'll hook it up, all right?
Dude, hit me up on I have a Facebook fan page that's like, I check all the time. It's like my thing.
All right, man. Sounds good. It's Nick Swartzen, everybody. We're going to be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.